Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has criticized the P5+1 group of countries for raising what he describes as new excessive demands in their ongoing nuclear talks with Iran.
حالا در همین مذاکرات باز حرف‌های تازه‌ای می‌زنن بازرسی‌ها گفتیم که اجازه نمی‌دیم از هیچ یک از مراکز نظامی هیچ بازرسی از سوی بیگانگان صورت بگیرد میگن بایستی ما بیاییم با دانشمندان شما مصاحبه کنیم یعنی در واقع بازجویی کنیم ما اجازه نمیدیم به حریم دانشمندان هسته‌ای ما و دانشمندانی در هر رشته حساس و مهم اندک اهانتی بشود من اجازه نمیدم بیگانگان بیان با دانشمندان ما با فرزندان برجسته و عزیز ملت ایران که این دانش گسترده رو به اینجا رسوندن بخوان بنشینن حرف بزنن
Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran needs to stand strongly against the excessive demands of the enemies that he says is a major challenge facing the Islamic Revolution. He says the enemy's bullying shows that they do not know the Iranian nation well because the Iranians have shown that they will never budge to bullying and coercion. Ayatollah Khamenei says that Iran will overcome all the challenges, stressing that Iran's nuclear negotiators should convey the message of grandeur of the Iranian nation in the nuclear talks.
همه ما وظیفه داریم در مقابل زورگویی دشمن، در مقابل وقاحت دشمن، در مقابل توقعات بیجای دشمن و در مقابل توطئه‌های دشمن وظیفه داریم با کمال قدرت و استقامت بایستیم. بنده خبرهایی دارم از اینکه دشمنان ما با همراهی برخی از مسئولان سفیه منطقه خلیج فارس نه همشون بعضی در صدد آنن که جنگ‌های نیابتی رو به مرزهای ایران بکشانن پاسداران انقلاب اسلامی و همه پاسداران حریم امنیت ملی در سازمان‌های مختلف بیدارند هوشیارند این رو بدانند که اگر شیطنتی صورت بگیرد واکنش جمهوری اسلامی بسیار سخت خواهد بود.
Ayatollah Khamenei says the Iranian nation has high hopes of progress towards prosperity. He stressed the course towards lofty aspirations definitely requires a price to pay. Ayatollah Khamenei says that history has always respected the nations that never bowed to challenges and stood strong against any aggression. Joining us on the phone to tell us more about this and to add his thoughts, Nader Talabzadeh. He's a political commentator. Nader Talabzadeh, Iran's leader, has spoken. He says that he won't allow inspection of any Iranian military sites. Your reaction upon the statements there from Iran's leader?
Yes, I think the leader's speech comes at a very sensitive point in time. The negotiations going on, the situation with Yemen, and some mysterious activities in the Gulf that he mentioned. It was a fierce comment, a very fierce, very fervent comment, drawing of the red lines. And yes, obviously, who would allow the country's sovereign military to be inspected by another power? Who in the world today would imagine doing that? So his comments are also a notice to the negotiators to be delicate and sensitive in the further steps. And yes, it's very obvious, but it's him that would have had to clarify these points. Nobody else could say it as clearly and as fiercely as he stated today.
Very well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Nader Talabzadeh, political commentator there on the phone.